Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Remember that on Thursdays. Mark a calendar. I mean, fill that calendar up. You got to put some notes in there somewhere. Thursday night, 7 o'clock. On Alt 105, you can hear an hour more of Vinny as he does his side piece.
That's right. Thank you.
Rockin', classic.
Yeah, it's me playing music, so there's a lot less talking, but the songs are the songs I grew up with and love, and hopefully you'll like it too. And I'm open to suggestions, so you can hit me on Instagram, at Vin Hassan, and tell me what you want to hear. And I'll try to play it Thursday night on Alt 105.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. If I could begin with a happy belated happy Mother's Day, everyone. I hopefully you had a good one, as good as one as you can when you're trapped in the house.
There was like a modified Mother's Day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did the boys do things for you? Did good stuff happen?
I got cookies made for me.
All right.
Because with, you know, chocolate chip with no chips, which is what I want. Mm-hmm. And cards. You know, I just like a handwritten note. That's all I want.
Okay.
They leave me alone for the most part, Vin. It's weird.
So that was a good one.
Oh, it was good fine. Enough. It was great. Right. I cleaned the filter on my pond. I mean, I just did some weeding. It was a great day.
Okay. Well, hopefully you took advantage of the sunshine, because we do have a chance for rain today and tomorrow. It's mixed overhead at my house right now. There were some blue skies and also some clouds.
Oh.
Low 60s, mid 60s temperature wise, but rain could happen today for you depending on where you're at. All right, so I guess I should begin with the shark attack here in Santa Cruz County that happened. I don't know if you heard about this.
Yeah. Well, of course you heard about it. I'm sure you're on sharkattackalert.com or whatever.
The trippy thing is, something like this goes through the community in 20 minutes.
I'll bet it does.
So my friend Jeff texted me within 30 minutes of this attack happening.
Is this California Paints, Jeff?
This is California Paints, Jeff.
Ding, ding. Shame.
So I get the text, and he says, so you and me surfed with one of Jeff's friends that I surfed with. We went to Moss Landing some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We surfed together. He knows the guy that was attacked.
Oh, my God. What happened to the guy?
He died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the man was killed as of yet. To be determined shark species, although we kind of know great whites swim around there, and usually they're juveniles.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they can't bite you.
One guy nicks you, and the rest of them go blood.
Right.
Well, that is horrible.
Was out surfing on Saturday around 1 in the afternoon, which it just doesn't feel like a time when that would happen, but it did at Sand Dollar Beach. The young man was 26, just married. Ben Kelly has passed away from shark attack.
So young.
And, you know, I don't know his family situation, but Mother's Day was yesterday. So this is one day before Mother's Day. I know he had just married, so very sad, but It happens.
So yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
And
my
someone
God.
Wrote in on our text machine. They were like, I'm glad to hear a voice. The first thing I thought of was, oh no, did Vinny get attacked by a shark?
I always worry about that. Like you'll say, you know, I'm going to go surfing today. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, I haven't had a chance to get out for months.
Right. Well, and I try not to voice my concerns. I feel like that's the last thing you need as you jump it in. But
right. That's true. It's best that I don't even think about it.
Mm.
There's not a lot I can do. They're pretty good hunters.
And
so
it is
the truth
their house.
Is, right. It's not like they're going to be carrying a sign that says, I'm coming for you. You've
Here
got 1 minute to run.
Paddle fast.
Right. So anyway, it's a sad story. And 26 is too young of an ending no matter what. And I don't subscribe to the whole, well, he died doing what he loved. No, he's 26.
Yeah. He likes surfing. That's,
right.
He didn't want to die that way.
Not by
Especially
being,
not now.
No one wants to get eaten.
Yeah.
There's an article going around I told you about earlier in the first news break. It's called The Risk. It was written by a biologist at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth. And he breaks down the risks of coronavirus infection from different activities. I suggest you give it a look because it's not super fanning the flames. It's just very, you know,
I thought it was very business, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The riskiest time about coronavirus here is when you are in an indoor space with poor ventilation and people are talking, singing, yelling, or sneezing and coughing. It's that prolonged exposure that can lead to a lot of infections. So that's birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
That's bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the places where we gather for good times. And those are the places where the outbreaks are going to be worst. They say outdoor is your safest situation. And so you hear people getting yelled at. Runners are being yelled at and cyclists. Hey, get your mask on. That's the least likely place you're going to catch this thing is out there. As long as you remain socially distanced, and if you're walking and wearing your own mask, you shouldn't have to worry about what other people are up to. So,
yeah,
read that article. It's good information and hopefully won't scare you, but will give you the kind of information that you can take action over.
Right.
A new study is predicting the cities that are best and worst that are in the best and worst positions to bounce back economically from the recession. They say the two main factors include population density and average education. The reason I read that to you, San Jose is in one of the best positions for recovery. They say Durham, North Carolina, and San Jose, California are in the best positions to bounce back. Unfortunately, New York City, San Francisco, and Las Vegas are going to have the most trouble coming back from this.
Mm.
And we've read about what's the tent cities have increased by 300% in San Francisco alone. So they have a real problem on their hands here in San Francisco. Vegas,
right.
I don't know how they hope to get people back to gambling. Masks are an absolute. There's no question.
I have thought so much about Vegas. Like, that is the last place on earth I would go. I'm so sorry, Vegas. I love you. I look forward to someday a carefree tour through Vegas. But damned if that's not going to be. I mean, that place is going to be a ghost town for a long time.
Right. The buffets are over, which they're famous for. That's like one of the.
Well, the buffet of gambling, like it's...
Well, right.
You're sitting at these tables, handling the chips that everyone's touching, the cards, oh my God, it's just... That's a tough one. Nevada is going to be hit really hard by this.
I'm laughing because of the pronunciation.
Well, I grew up on the East Coast.
Yeah, we wrestle with this stuff all day, every day. Believe me, it's fine. Over the past few months, you may have noticed yourself buying a lot more online.
Yeah.
In fact, Amazon was featured on another 60 Minutes report last night, which I watched for a little while. And Amazon has an issue as they consider themselves frontline workers.
Mm.
And they are. But meanwhile, there's a lot of people who work for Amazon saying they're not giving us the stuff we need to do this job safely.
Right.
So there's controversy there, but the truth is they are getting us the things we need in order for the rest of us to stay inside. It's hard to be mad at Amazon when we're all using Amazon.
Right. I'm mad. Click buy.
Right. On top of us using Amazon to get our regular necessities, people are saying there's also quite a bit of impulse buys happening.
Well, yeah, there you are on your phone all day because you got nothing else to do. And, oh, I could use that. Let me see what I have on Amazon.
And it is also one of the big ways that we cope and improve our mood by getting ourselves a beret.
Shopping therapy.
I needed
a beret.
I needed a kicky little beret.
Ooh.
Right.
Kicky and sassy. I feel fancy.
So on top of cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, hand soap, and canned foods, people are also getting those things that they just a treat.
Yeah.
I've had my eye on it for a while, and
just
now
a little
here
something
I sit.
For me. Yeah.
A lot of people have also bought video game consoles. And I don't know why you'd buy shoes right now, but those are big sellers at the moment, too. I mean, I haven't worn a pair of my pants in, what has it been? 2 months, right?
9 weeks. I actually did put on pants. I put on a pair of jeans, which I want to say were tight before we got into pandemic. I'm not positive about that. But because I didn't want, when I did the rollerblade thing, I didn't want to do that in sweatpants.
And, oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought you looked good that day. So I don't know if that you had the button, you know.
It was buttoned.
Okay.
I was standing upright. I wore a big baggy shirt so you couldn't see my back biscuits.
Right.
Or love handles or what are they called? Blub over the top there. What's that called?
Muffin top.
Muffin
but,
top.
You know,
my muffin
back
top.
Back biscuits is one that Scott Capurro got me on.
They're real.
And I still reach back and grab those things and just go, oh, God, they're still there.
Oh, you don't have to stop it. You're very handsome.
And thank you so much.
Peak physical condition.
I don't know about that, but I did get out and exercise a little bit. I got to ride my bike on Sunday. That was nice.
Oh, you love that.
I do. So this is what I teased you with, and I do think we have the one hairdresser, the one doctor, the one...
Oh,
nail
the one.
Salon.
I remember this, yeah.
The one pet groomer, the one tattoo artist. These are very personal choices we make, and we go through quite a few to find the one we love. The one that we're like, oh, I've got my barber.
I found the one.
I've got my childcare person. We just found out over the weekend our childcare person, and she is for sure the one. She told us, I won't be back for 6 months. And we were...
So she's made that decision and has broken the news.
Yes, that email went out, texts went out. We got it. There were conversations had. And we now know that we won't have daycare for 6 months. There are also people who take care of your dog. These are all people that you count on and they are the one. And so the number one... hardest to find or replace job is the hairdresser or barber. That's the one.
That's the hardest, huh?
That's the hardest. Doctor came in second.
Yeah, when you love your doctor.
Dentist came in third.
Oh, another hard one, yeah. Because sometimes you like the hygienist so much.
I had a dentist appointment scheduled for the first week we went into quarantine.
Just for a cleaning or do you have
just for a cleaning, but they canceled it and rescheduled me for this month.
Oh, and?
And I don't know if I can go. Would you go? Would you go to the dentist in a week?
I wouldn't.
I think I'm
not if I didn't
it.
Have an issue, you know. Right. I mean, certainly if I've got a toothache, I'm going to go to a dentist. But if it's just for cleaning, I'll just, you know, continue brushing and flossing.
I'm used to regular every 6 months as recommended appointments with the dentist. But I feel like because I've done that and taken good care of my teeth, this is a good time for me to skip.
Yeah.
If anyone out there knows otherwise, I'm happy to go if they think that this is perfectly safe. But for me, I feel like I should shine that on.
I just got a call from my dentist on Friday because I had an appointment this month as well.
So what are you going to do?
He said that all appointments are canceled and he's looking to open back up at the towards the end of the month, maybe, depending on how everything works out, of course. But he's going to have to prioritize people because some of his patients are missing teeth or a broken tooth. And even those people, if they're not in so much pain, he has to prioritize and go with people who are having intense pain.
What is your pain level?
Right. It's a 10. Is it 10?
Yeah, you better have a 10. Right, if you want to be seen, it better be a 10. Dentists, pet groomers, tattoo artists, pet kennels or pet daycare. Also, babysitters, nannies, and regular child care. Nail technicians on the list where you have the one. It took forever to find them. And now all you can do is cross your fingers and hope that they are still in business when we get back. Yeesh.
Well.
Brutal.
It you know, I don't even know what to say about it because it is so true. And you just are fingers crossed that the places you love and the people that you count on and that you really feel like they're the one, because the one is a great way to put it, that they're coming back too. This is, oh boy, this is a weird time.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of things you guys sent. Good morning. Love you guys. In the last 2 weeks, I ordered 4 pairs of shoes, which is stupid since I haven't really worn shoes in 8 weeks. Ugh. Yeah, I don't.
I wonder if shoes are on sale right now. Like, really, you get a really good Maybe. Price on shoes because of it. Because sometimes it's hard to say no to shoes. Like, I don't even care about shoes. And yet, I love a good, you know, like, oh, look at that. I look amazing in that if I ever put them on. I can learn how to walk in that. I love shoes. I have shoes that I've had for 20 years that I've really never worn, but I'm like, I can't throw it. I love them. Can't donate them. Can't get rid of them. I love
you
these shoes.
You know what, though, Clarky? You got your own thing. I say this with absolute love. You got your own. Don't do other women. Do you? You got your own way of being cool and sexy and smart and all that.
Thank you, Vincent.
So stick to the grandpa slip-ons. Mm-hmm. Those are best for you.
I love them. They
I know.
Are so cozy.
And you do you better than anybody. So just
I guess
do
maybe
you.
If you weren't so sweet about it that, like, you know, I would make more of an effort. Like, if you were just, like, every day giving me crap about my shoes. But you just smile at me and shake your head. And I'm like,
I like you the way you are. I think when I see you in heels, I'm like, look at her struggle.
Even in my head, I'm like, this was a bad choice. This just doesn't seem to be. But they're so cute when I'm sitting. Look how cute they look.
Yeah, I know. But they're clunky when you're walking. There's something weird about the way you go heel to toe that just doesn't.
I am kind of paddle footed, aren't I?
It doesn't flow the way it should.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Just wear my pull on all stars.
I have used Amazon less 10 times. In my life, shop local. Your neighbors and your livelihood count on you. Good point.
I know. Shopping local is the way. This has been eye-opening. And we've actually cut back on, I mean, I can't say I'm not ordering anything on Amazon, but it has been eye-opening. Like, as I'm hearing about these little stores struggling, and they already were. You know, it really, like, let's revise a little bit. Kind of our feelings on that, and maybe try to do. I know it's so convenient, but, you know, think about how much you'll need these stores when we get back to it.
One of the things I think about, or I've thought about, is imagine yourself, you've dreamed of opening a restaurant, and somehow the timing is you just opened and this kind of crap hits, and you find yourself already pinched to just get the place open and get to
business
work.
Business loans and hiring new people. And
so I don't know how many places got caught like that, but I imagine some did. And I know a few in the area are trying to figure out how to survive. There's an article this morning about how serving takeout booze has become the rescue for a lot of restaurants.
Oh, can they... do that?
Well, they have to put it in apparently, as long as it's in a sealed container and the person isn't, you know, drinking it on the drive home, I guess you have to put it someplace safe so that the driver doesn't have it between his legs.
But that's the most convenient place to hold it.
Right, sure. But anyway, I guess they've been allowed to do this, and as long as the person's of legal age and they take precautions, Like this Mexican restaurant is selling margaritas and it's making it worth staying open.
Oh, well, you know, I guess if they're just making an exception to this during this time, here's the thing. Yes, a restaurant that just started up is in big trouble. But even really long established restaurants, many of which, you know, needed that churn, needed that money. You know, people aren't getting rich off restaurants. Generally speaking, people aren't getting rich off restaurants. Like, even well-established places are having trouble. And if right. selling liquor out the front door is the way to save them, I'm all for it.
Well, that's just one of the things that I was reading this article and thought, wow, that's, you know, way to pivot. We're going to keep hearing that word about the people that are like figuring it out and trying to make something work. Oh, I meant to mention this really earlier. I'll do it real fast.
Okay.
Shanghai Disneyland reopened today.
And?
Though there's safety measures in place, to me, it doesn't look like it should, as everyone is, you know, 6 feet apart and mm-hmm. everyone has masks on. But this is a good test to see how it goes. They've got, you know, those, you'll see them at the grocery stores now, these little things they put on the floor where this yes. is where you stand. And now 6 feet from here, there's another one and here's where you stand. They've got those everywhere at Disneyland Shanghai so that people know when you're in line, this is how much space you need to give people. So we'll see how it goes. It was just, they just opened today and it's clear they had a good turnout, although limited. Everyone who was there had to pre-book it. And
right.
But we'll see. So anyway, yeah. That's all. I what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the season finale of Saturday Night Live and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.